Shalom, today is Daf Yomi, dedicated for Yeshua, Hatzalah for all of Am Yisrael. May the captives be released speedily from captivity. And this is on the 18th of Cheshvan, which is the yard site of those murdered in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. So we were praying for the captives of the Jewish people to be released. And the captives of the Jewish people, especially the women, were treated in such a subhuman manner by Hamas. They assaulted them, they paraded them. We see the difference between the way the Jewish people treat captives, because it says in the Gemara on Kedushin, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, it says, Hanach Shvuyasa, that there were these captives that they came to Nardai, Askinu Lebei Rav Amram Chasida. He came to the house of Rav Amram Chasida, and what did he do? He removed the ladder so that they would be protected, so nobody could come near them. And so then, even though he removed the ladder to protect them, there was a light, Nafal Na'ura B'Pume, there was a light that came across their face. So Rav Amram took the ladder that normally required 10 people to move, he took the ladder by himself, and he moved it there, and he started climbing up the ladder to be with these women. When he came halfway up the ladder, he screamed out. He realized what he was doing. He screamed out, there's a fire in Amram's house, there's a fire in Amram's house. So the other rabbis came running, and they said, look, you embarrassed yourself. People think you have this desire. And now it's an embarrassment to the rabbis that this is the way you act. He said, I'm better off being embarrassed in this world. It's better off being embarrassed in this world rather than in the world to come. We see the extent that Rav Amram Chasida was going to protect these captive women so that he was willing to embarrass himself, willing to humiliate himself to protect their bodies and protect their sanctity. And so may, in the merit of Rav Amram Chasida, may all the captives be released speedily from captivity. Mm-hmm.